Hello everyone, welcome to my second episode, and it's about Lamborghinis. Yeah, this one's gonna be awesome. History of Lamborghini. Lamborghini was officially established in 1963 in Sant'Agata Bologhese, Italy, and the same year debuted its first car, the Lamborghini 350 GTV, a two-seater coupe with a V12 engine. The company's logo featured a bull in reference to Ferruccio Lamborghini's zodiac sign. Terrace the Bull. The first Lamborghini was invented in 1963. It had a 3.5-liter V12. It produced 280 horsepower and 240 foot-pounds of torque. Unlike the McLaren from the last episode, it looked a lot better. But instead of looking like a hot dog, it looked like a face. This is because of the pop-up headlights and the long front grille. But the back end looked like a Dodge Challenger. And in the back, there was like a hole. It was probably for the plate, but it looked like it was for a parachute for a drag car. Because drag cars go super, super fast and have not that much runway to stop, so they put a parachute in the back to help them stop. Have you ever wondered what your favorite car in a car company is? And for this episode, it's Lamborghini. I have, and for me, it's Lamborghini Vision Gran Turismo. I love this car, but it has a very, very, very bad disadvantage. It's like a centimeter, the front bumper is like a centimeter up from the ground. And it's a one-seater, so you can't invite any friends. It has a Lamborghini V12 hybrid engine that produced 774 horsepower plus. It also has a top speed of 217 miles per hour and a 0 to 60 in like 2.8 seconds. That is impressive, and it has a very, very big thing. A very, very big thing that Lamborghini is only going to make 63. The most popular Lamborghini is the Lamborghini Gallardo. I don't know why people like it so much. Maybe it's because it's cheap and it's a naturally aspirate Lamborghini V10. And its name comes from a very famous bullfighter that I did not know before I researched, so do your research. What type of engine is in most Lamborghinis? The engine in most Lamborghinis is the V12. The Lamborghini had two generations of it through history. Most Lamborghinis are mid-engine cars. What that is the engine, instead of being in the front of the car, it's in the trunk of the car. And have you ever wondered why supercars make so much noise? It makes that much noise because the engine is in the back, so the exhaust is shorter, so they don't have so the sound doesn't have as much time to lose a sound as if it, the engine were in front of the car. Because when it's in front of the car, the exhaust is so super long, and they put like two mufflers on the exhaust, so it makes extra less noise. Because on the road, some people don't like it when your car makes a lot of noise. That's why your minivan does not make any that much noise. The only Lamborghini has a front engine is the Lamborghini Urus. This is the 4-door, 5-seater SUV that Lamborghini makes. It's a very, very nice car. It looks comfortable, has a Lamborghini V10 in an SUV. It must not be the same as a regular Lamborghini, but it looks very cool. You should search up a picture of it after this episode. And it's pretty spacious for a Lamborghini. Next up, one of my favorite Lamborghinis, the Lamborghini Centenario, or like the way I like to say it, the Centenario. The Lamborghini Centenario comes equipped with a CV aspirated V12 engine ranging from 0 to 60 in 2.8 seconds. The newly made Lamborghini has been produced in a limited edition for a total of 40 models. That's not a lot at all. So, and that's 40 models means that there are only going to be 40 in the entire world. So there's going to be 20 coupes and 20 roadsters. Its engine produces 770 horsepower. And its top speed is 217 miles per hour, much like the Gran Turismo. These stats are pretty much the same, but the look is a lot different than the Gran Turismo. Because this one has more of a Lamborghini style than a crazy spaceship style, like the Gran Turismo. This one has, you can get two types, full exposed carbon and just a regular. And it has a really, really nice exhaust. Bye guys, roll the outro. Bam, bada ba bam, the car whisperer. Yeah, you come here to learn about cars. Oh yeah. This is a weird outro. Yeah, yeah. Okay, here's the sneak peek at the next episode. The most famous color is red. It has a horse in its logo, and it's Ferrari. And it's Ferrari! Again, you should comment your favorite Lambo in the comments. And you should not forget the stats and the looks. Who would forget that? And who knows, maybe you'll teach me something. Because I don't really know that much about the older Lambos. So, bye.